the Logopraxis workbook. Step 1. Read and note. The text as the word is the Lord himself. The text isn't just something that the Lord flows through as the word, it is the Lord himself. It is a creative force, and as we engage with it, it looks to create us anew, to make us whole. And this means that our approach to reading the text in Logopraxis differs from how we might approach reading a secular work. To engage with the Lord as the Word brings a state of mind that allows the words of the text to speak to us in new ways, and so bypass the habitual responses we might have to reading. In Logopraxis, there is an acknowledgement that the texts of divine revelation are specifically formed to ground the Lord's presence within us in a way that nothing else can. Therefore, pay particular attention to the areas that specifically catch your attention as you read. Record specific impressions from the text and list any initial insights or questions that your chosen reading stimulates. Reading can be a spiritual practice, and through reading with conscious attention, we develop the ability to read and hear what the word is communicating to us. And we find that as we are led by the word, the situation and circumstances of life become infused with new meaning, presenting opportunities for spiritual development. Reading as a spiritual practice. Spend a little time centering yourself before you approach the reading for the session, and perhaps try the approaches below that can minimize the internal distractions and quiet the mind. Mindfulness. Sitting comfortably with an upright posture, bring your attention to the breath. Breathing normally, count silently. 1 on the first inhalation, 2 on the first exhalation, then 3 on the second inhalation, and 4 on the second exhalation, and so on up to 10, returning to 1 again and repeating the count up to 10 before returning to 1 once more. This exercise can very quickly facilitate a settled state of mind, drawing your attention from the external world so that it can become centered on the Lord within. Meditate on Scripture. If you choose to read a passage of Scripture with the intention of it assisting a more internal focus on the Lord, then chapter 1 of John's Gospel might be a good choice. But there may be other Scripture passages that are particularly meaningful to you that you can use. Reading as an act of worship. Be aware that you are bringing yourself before the Lord as you approach the text, as this will help to open up an attitude of worship. We're seeking to remain open to hearing what the Spirit has to say to His church within us and listening for what's reflected back to us. The ways in which our affections and thoughts respond to the text can be subtle, or maybe more pronounced, but they are often an indication of what's reaching out for us to work with. Reading with attention. Logopraxis sees the very act of reading the set text as a spiritual exercise in conscious attention. And in this, we strive to divide our attention into an observing side and an observed side, and to watch our inner responses to the text while in the act of reading. In this way, we can be sensitive to how the text is reaching out to us, and these are the indicators we take note of. Try this. Here is a simple exercise for reading with attention. The aim is to observe how the mind tends to bring us down into what is natural. Select a paragraph of the text and start reading. hold in mind the principle that it is describing states of mind or consciousness. When you recognize your attention has been drawn down into the literal meaning of the words, say to yourself, "This is describing states of consciousness in me, states of mind." And try to hold your attention in this idea as you read further. You are not reading for meaning here, but training your attention. Just repeat this statement every time you find you are not present to the act of reading. The object of the exercise is to get a sense of how strong the pull into the natural features of the text is, without getting frustrated due to the text not yielding up what you hoped for. Now we come to the section at the end of this on reflect and discuss on step one. Question one, what does it mean that, quote, "the word is the Lord down to the very letter of the text itself," end quote. Question two, to approach the Lord is to approach the text in the acknowledgement that this is the Lord's human and it is alive. Question three, how is to practice the word a form of worship to the Lord? Question four, it is the word as the text that serves as a container and foundation for the spiritual sense. Question five, the spiritual sense is the word understood in terms of its application to the life of the mind. Question 6. This hellish proprium is constantly at work to derail any genuine attempts to engage with the word as a basis for our regeneration. Do I experience this in my life? And summary for step 1. The text isn't just something that the Lord flows through as the word, it is the Lord himself. Therefore, be mindful that you're bringing yourself before the Lord as you approach the text. This becomes an act of worship. The Lord is present with us in what is his own with us. This is why he provides his word in the form of a written text, and why we seek to take what is his into our mind. Read for application, not for information. Application of the guidance we're given through reading with conscious attention. Reading sacred texts with openness to listen for the Lord is a vital spiritual practice. Reading and listening with conscious attention allows us to read and hear what is being communicated to us when with others. It also reveals the states within ourselves and any points of resistance of which we take careful note. Logopraxis encourages us to view the text as descriptive of our own states of mind and to use the tools of self-examination when illuminated by our engagement with the word. The text consists entirely of internal meaning and correspondences with the Lord's truth and good, and these higher influences can be given and received in our mind. Don't rush your reading. Read no quicker than you would speak to someone who is in need of support and gentle encouragement. We may find it's a struggle to hear the Lord through the text to begin with. Our own internal chatter seems to interfere constantly. What's important is that we persevere. It takes time for our spiritual senses to develop, and they can only develop through use. With continued practice, the interference will become less of an issue for us.